I supposedly phoned him in the middle of the night and told him I was stuck in a certain country and I needed money urgently. And he said, how are you? And that person asked that other person, how are you, with the names of his family, because I know that man, with the names of his family and so. I phoned him late at night, look, I'm stuck, I really need your help, please, this, whatever. So he phoned his friend, who's also a friend of mine, and said, hey, you know, Sheikh is stuck, he needs our help very urgently and what. He said, okay. That guy was getting ready in the middle of the night. He decided to phone me. He phoned me. Luckily, I answered the phone because of who he is to me. He said, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm sleeping. What's the problem? He said, didn't you just phone so-and-so now? I said, no, I didn't. He said, I'm sure. Wallahi, that friend's name is Salim. He said, wallahi, I heard Sheikh. Wallahi, I heard him. His voice, he asked me about my family. How would he know? I said, it was fake. I said, how? I said, then I found out that there is now technology where you can, if you have the voice notes of a person, you can actually just have, you can go through your voice. You are talking to that thing and the output voice is according to the codes of whatever you have programmed that. So I can make, you can make me or him or anyone say something they didn't even say. And he, wallahi, he swears up to this day that something is wrong. Are you sure you didn't play a prank on me? I said, no, I wouldn't. Why would I? But you know those scams where they say, I'm stuck, please send $500 or $2,000, please urgently, I need it here, there, I'm in Paris or wherever else, and send. Those are scams. Some people have been caught in those scams. And they know your contact, they know the names, they know things, how, Allahu Alam. They must be tapping or whatever.